I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Yo, listen up. Here's a story about a little girl that lives in a podcast house.
Can I be honest?
What?
We are not starting it like that.
Oh.
You sounded like...
Don't cut it, Dior.
Don't cut it. But I did need to cut that short. I wasn't going to allow you to go for 6 minutes with that voice singing the fucking...
I'm blue, dub-a-dee-da. Is it? I'm blue, dub-a-dee-dub-a-da, dub-a-dee-dub-a.
My words have fallen upon deaf ears. as Louisa doth continue the song.
But is that the right lyrics?
I'm blue, dub-a-dee, yeah, dub-a-dee-dub-a-da. Yeah. All that, if I was green, I was die, blah, blah,
yes.
Blah. It's all bullshit.
Isn't lyrics a funny word? Lyrics. It just means nothing to do with songs.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry. We won't start.
Hold on. I'm exhausted.
It sounds like...
Just run me through what you meant by it.
It just sounds like it's not English.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm sorry. It's too much after your weekend.
It's a lot, buddy.
Sorry.
Lyrics doesn't sound... What does sound English?
Stove.
Okay. Why? What stove?
Now stove's a weird word too.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sorry.
You say words enough, they become weird. Like say bowl.
Bowl. Boulder?
Bowl.
Bowl's another weird one.
Bowl. Say dollop.
Dollop. I'd like a dollop of yogurt.
Can I get a dollop? I love the word dollop.
Can I get a dollop of Nutella?
Dollop.
That is a fun word.
You know what I mean? Instead of dollar stores, you know those dollar stores? I'd love to go into a store that was a dollop store. They just had heaps of dollops of respective things.
Is there some yogurt?
Yogurt.
A dollop of mustard.
Yogo.
A dollop of sauce.
Nice. Yeah, good. Good start.
How long have we been going for?
Yeah, what's
Dior?
The time on that one, Dior?
We're almost done.
Yeah, we're done. I think we can call
red
it.
Red light, green. Yeah. I mean, sorry, hotline?
Hotline, done.
How are you, Louisa?
Well, Senorita, Lulu was meant to have a nice sober weekend.
Yeah.
And mummy slipped.
Oh, I'd love some clarification on who mummy is in this scenario.
Sorry, I completely forgot that. I'm mummy, by the way.
Okay, gotcha.
Mummy... Went for a coffee, and then we were by the Clovelly Hotel, and we were like...
Good hotel, that.
Yeah, great spot. The sun was shining. We were like, well, I could just have one. Like, I drove there. I just have one. Mummy didn't have one.
What do you reckon Mummy drilled in the end?
Mummy had four. at the Chloe.
Okay.
Then went back to mine. Had another fair few. Then went to public bar.
Yep.
Then went to a house party.
Yep.
It was a big night. And then...
Sorry, I've just thought of a red light, green light. So let me just write that down.
It's fine. I'll just keep continuing my story.
You continue.
And then I woke up and had my friend Daisy's birthday at Camp Cove Beach. And I started honing Pals premixed seltzers from probably 11:30 in the morning on Sunday as well. So that it doesn't feel like a sober weekend to me.
It's not a sober weekend, Louisa.
No.
What time, sorry, in the morning, Sunday?
11:30.
Okay. That's
the
sun okay.
Sun was shining. That's I was at okay. the beach.
No. 11:30 is fine.
Yeah. Because dipping in and out of the water.
In half an hour, it's lunch. So
and
what
then
are you
Daisy
gonna do?
Started pouring rosés. Then we went to the Watto Bay Hotel. It was a glorious day.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then everyone's trying to get me to go tonight to some band playing.
Oh,
and,
fuck that.
At the, what's that big thing? The Opera House. War on Drugs? War on Dogs?
Don't know.
The War on Drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
Me to go to, apparently, yeah, it's outside the Opera House tonight, which would probably be fun. And I feel human again today, but I can't do it.
It's Tuesday.
I've got Thursday as well on the helicopter. That'll be a big day.
Something. Run us, please.
I need to be.
No,
I've got to be on form for Thursday, Jack.
Honestly, last time. No, can I be honest with you? Last time I had a little Tuesday blowout and I had a Thursday helicopter ride. I was pooped out for it.
You just don't want to go.
No, Louisa.
You just want to cancel it.
I had one of the servants walk up to me and he said, would you like whiskey on the chopper? I said to him, listen here, Jeeves. I shall only drink whiskey on this here helicopter if it's $1,500 a bottle.
You said, get out of my face, Jeeves.
That was $1,400 a bottle and I slapped Jeeves.
You peasant.
And swiftly fired him.
And now he works at the local...
IGA.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get out. I had something in my throat.
So, you don't want to get too buggered up for your helicopter ride, Louise.
Judge, now
run me through this.
It's a one-off.
Run me through it.
We're going in a helicopter to Hunter Valley for lunch. Let me explain.
Holy fuck. Jesus.
Let me explain.
Please do. Doth explain, Louise.
Is that,
geez, I knew the podcast was going okay, but fuck me swinging. I didn't know I was going. What's going on?
Did I tell you I bought a helicopter?
We got different contracts.
Did I tell you I bought a helicopter? I flew here, Jack. I flew to the podcast.
Oh, darling.
I'll pick you up from Vaucluse next time.
Oh, thank you.
I will. And Jeeves.
Now, please.
No, Tor's sister's husband owns a helicopter company. So for her birthday, they have gifted her a flight.
Gifted her a helicopter.
For her and her friends. He's driving us, well, flying us to Hunter Valley for lunch. We will indulge in a fair few oysters, some hors d'oeuvres, some rosé, some tequilas. And then we will come back and head straight to the city to Ryan's Bar.
Ah, looking for suits to kick off the boots and roots, if you know what I mean.
Mm-mm. Just have a good time. The city's heaving on a Thursday.
Now listen up.
Now what?
Now run me through that process. Like, where does the helicopter pick you up from?
Down by
Tor's
the
roof.
It picks Kevin and I up from Rose Bay, right outside mine.
And if any children shall get in where the blades, they shall perish. For they are peasants. For they are not worthy of life.
I'll wave down on you from over the helicopter. Look up, Jack. I'm out the window swimming. Dotheth, how is it on land?
I'm just there with a 22-250.
It picks us up from down by the airport. Then we go have lunch and then we fly back to the airport and then we Uber to...
Oh, you leave from that Sydney airport.
Yeah, and then we Uber to
the city.
Sorry, we take the Hummer limousine to the city.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so you've just gone from fucking full fancy to full bogan.
No, we're not getting a Hummer.
Hummer limo. Himo. So you're essentially flying private is what you're telling me.
Judge, it's a one-off.
No,
it was a birthday gift.
Stop getting defensive. It's cool. I'm just asking you.
It feels a little bit
not at all
pushy.
We're not.
This feels very similar to the cinema. Doesn't it?
It's similar to the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not. It's a one. I've never been in a helicopter in my life. I've never flown private.
You've never been in a helicopter at all?
Mm-mm. I'm scared.
Not once?
Not once.
Not even at fucking SeaWorld?
I don't think so. Doesn't jog my brain.
I went in a helicopter at SeaWorld. Yeah. And I went in one in Tamworth.
What? Why would you be in a helicopter at SeaWorld? What do you see?
The world.
It's very good.
I was a child. I can't. I think they just fly you around the fucking.
But it's not that big.
No, but I think they fly you around like the Gold Coast and stuff. Yeah, I dare say SeaWorld's probably changing their tune a bit though, aren't they?
You'd hope so.
They all? You know more about this than us.
They getting rid of.
It's still around.
It's definitely still around.
In America, I feel like it's very like.
I just think
it's on the way out.
There's ethical questions surrounding.
No. I'm more of a roller coaster. Movie world, dream world kind of girl.
But I actually love SeaWorld because anyway. I just wanted to swim with dolphins as a kid, but it was always so much fucking money and I never had the money.
Oh. I feel like I've got a memory of 8-year-old me in a life vest with a dolphin.
No. You, buddy. Sorry. Sorry. That was a killer whale. They said, we cannot put this woman in with the dolphins. They'll think she's some foreign species of whale. They will attack to defend.
She's got to go
to defend their young
with her own species.
They had to put you with a species that
similar
was more
size.
Your size. Yes, correct.
It makes sense.
And they determined that because they didn't have blue whales on site, the orca was the closest thing that they could utilize.
That's right.
So that's why you're with the orcas.
I uploaded a photo on Instagram last night, and it was me in the water. And the
no. I know.
And the beadwitters were coming to me being like, if that was 8-year-old Lou, you'd be an anchor.
Can I just say, quite a provocative photo.
What do you mean?
You were just like you were like a James Bond model looking
I'm
up.
Coming out of the water.
Yeah, correct. Like a James Bond model. And you were like, that's why I commented. I'm like, you are staring straight into our souls.
I thought it was a pretty good pic.
It was, but I also felt conflicted in liking it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Please, Dolphins,
like,
continue.
Climbing the stairs and like looking and you're like, yeah. You're like a thirst
trap. Almost as if I was like coming like out of a helicopter had one of those ladders.
Okay.
That go into the water.
Okay, it's all about helicopters from now. It's fucking
you all call the episode helicopter.
No, seriously.
Oh, well, now I want to get rid of it.
Nah, dude.
Was it embarrassing?
Not embarrassing at all.
The problem
for me, I'm your business partner.
True.
You know what I mean?
It's inappropriate for you to like a thirst trap. It's
conflicting.
I had a lot of comments also being like flat out, as in like flat chest, or then being like surfboard coming out of the water.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, I get it. I've got small tits. No need to relay it on the internet for everyone else to see.
Oh, my days. The internet does remain undefeated, though, doesn't it?
You got to have tough skin for what we do.
You do have to have thick.
Jake?
You're damn right, Laura.
Mm.
That's why a lot of the times just don't. If you're not there, just don't read the comments.
Thank you for that beautiful insight.
Well, you know what I mean? But if you post
it was probably, wow, that's
just don't read them.
That's a great, great point from you. I never thought of that.
But think about it.
I've never, ever thought, you know what? Just don't read the comments.
But this is what I was thinking about this the other day because we had that video the other day, go fucking, the
you know,
most viral video.
It's got 21 million views now.
It's fucked up.
It's got
up.
Like 800,000 likes.
Yes, yeah, just.
We've gone up like 30,000 followers from one video.
Talking about
flinging shit around. Can I also clarify? I got a part wrong in that story.
What?
It wasn't a plastic bag. It was a sock.
Oh, my days.
Shit in a sock.
Sorry?
Shit in a little white sock like that.
Oh, my days.
Flung it round and it's just seeped out of the sock. No wonder it splattered so perfectly on the roof.
Like a Jackson Pollock. Sorry, we'll keep this lowbrow. Dior gets it.
Who's that?
Have a guess.
a notorious shitter?
You know what? I'm actually not aware of Jackson Pollock's bowel movements and his schedule.
Should I know who he is?
Probably.
I don't want to be seen like an idiot anymore.
That is so tough, Louisa.
Cut this Dior.
No.
Who is he?
No. Famous artist. Known for like, he does that Blue Poles paintwork. How much did that go for, Dior?
Similar to, who's that other artist, that philosopher we love?
Aristotle. There we go. That we love. Well, I said like a couple of times.
Judge said Aristotle a few times now, and then every time I want to seem smart, I go, and wise words about Aristotle.
What did Blue Poles sell for, Dior?
So Blue Poles in 1973 was bought by the National Gallery of Australia for $1.3 million.
Mm.
It's reported to be worth around $500 million today. Yes.
Fucking hell. And do you know what this is, Lou?
Yes.
Jackson Pollock was famous for splash and paint. He'd splash paint on canvas. He did this one called Blue Poles, which is just, I think I've seen it actually.
Yeah, it's in Canberra, I think.
Yeah, true. And it's fucking just splattered paint with like blue splash that looked like blue poles.
Cool?
Yeah.
But could we do it?
But I mean,
it's a very like Jarch hates it type painting.
Juxtaposition.
Okay, let's just not scream words, buddy.
No.
Aristotle. Juxtaposition. Helicopter!
Okay. Yeah, see?
Oh, that's beautiful, Jake.
Yeah, but Laura.
Why is it called blue poles when the splatters are red and orange?
But look at all the blue poles. Yellow. Look at the blue poles in the middle of the
dollar. They're black.
They're blue.
They're blue.
Am I colorblind? Am I a dog? Dogs are colorblind. Toby was colorblind.
Stop trying to just relay facts to us now.
I'm a good fact girl. Should that be a new segment? Should I do facts for everyone? Fact girl. Did you know that helicopters?
Let's workshop that.
Okay. Oh, when I was back.
But
to
that's it.
Back to the helicopter.
It actually is cool as fuck. But you know,
do you reckon you could do that?
Yep.
Yeah. Same. Pollock is another word. Pollock reminds me of polyp. What are polyps again? They're in your stomach, aren't they? And they burst.
I had to get a heap of polyps cut out of my stomach and throat. Precancerous lumps.
Sorry to hear about that, Jasper.
That's all right,
Linda.
Linda. Shit.
It's Linda. It's okay. We've only been working together for 2 years.
Dude. Back to, you know, we're yarn about fucking SeaWorld.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we've digressed. That's very rare for us, isn't it? Enough laughter today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think let's get really serious.
Back to the SeaWorld.
This is actually fucking scary. To the point that I couldn't watch it. I was laying in bed on a fucking hungover Sunday. Probably Sunday evening. Rough as guts.
Sure, Colin.
Mentally fragile.
Yeah.
I'm laying there and I'm watching this stuff and it was this like SeaWorld style of park. I'm not sure if it was a SeaWorld. Actually, like, it makes me sad talking about it. And it's like in a fully abandoned amusement park, SeaWorld sort of a park.
Like pools, a zombie apocalypse.
Pools and shit. It looked like a zombie apocalypse park. Pools and shit everywhere. And someone's flown a drone over it. And in this tiny tank, there was like this lone, like, seal.
I've seen this on TikTok.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I actually couldn't watch
it. But why was he still there?
I don't know.
Why
didn't
they put him back into the ocean?
It broke my heart. I don't know whether there's a happy ending. Surely there has to be a happy ending for that. They would have got him out.
You think they'd helicopter him out and put him in the ocean? I didn't even mean to bring the helicopter into it. I'm so sorry. I actually didn't even mean to. It's just in my vocabulary now. Copter. Heli.
She just comes to, like, each podcast progressively wearing like aviators, then suddenly just wants to wear the headphones with a microphone at the front
at
all times.
A big Sherpa jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're wearing one of those hats with the propellers on top as well.
Well, you guys know how much I loved the kids' TV series, Budgie the Little Helicopter. I'm so glad that you know who Budgie was, because so many people I talked to, I'm like, do you remember Budgie the Little Helicopter? No one remembers Budge.
No one remembers Budge.
Budgie's kind of a cute kid's name. No, I take that back.
No.
Everyone would just refer to him as Budgie Smuggler.
Yeah, correct.
Budgie for a dog, though. Give me a budge. Budgie.
Yeah, not bad.
Roll, budge. Heel, stay, jump, budge. Go. High five, budge. You're looking into my soul. Guess what?
What?
Well, I got lots of presents the last two podcasts. So I've got a present for Mr. Jake Jasper Archdale.
No, you don't.
Yep. It's right here. And it's wearable.
No, it's not.
It is. Close your eyes. I'm going to show the bedwetters first. Can you see that Dior? Okay. I'm going to pass it over to you, Jake. Now turn it around and look at it. It's a t-shirt that says Daddy.
How did you get that?
I found it online for you.
No, you didn't.
Daddy.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Luke, that is great.
It's funny, isn't it?
Should I put that on
yep.
now? Yeah, that feels so
good. And I feel like this could be our next merch, Daddy and Mummy t-shirts.
Oh, so do I.
Mm.
Wait, what is this? Is it just a...
Just a t-shirt. I just Googled Daddy t-shirt. Whoa, Judge is stripping. Sorry. You couldn't do that in a helicopter. So sorry. So sorry. Sorry, we call it copters, but you can call it... Yeah. This feels provocative. Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative. Yeah, that looks good. That's okay, Senorita.
Oh, no, no, no.
I thought about getting you... I thought about getting myself one that said mummy, but I didn't. But now I wish I did.
You should have.
I know. Daddy.
That's a great shirt.
Sorry, can I clarify? Who's Daddy?
I'm Daddy, by the way. Perfect. It's very good.
It's very good.
This is a great shirt.
It's a great fit on you, Daddy.
It feels right.
Feels very right.
So is the brand Daddy?
Nah, I just Googled Daddy t-shirt.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, found it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fuck, well, I'm going to have to get you a mummy t-shirt. And then we're going to have to wear these. We're going to have to wear these on the podcast at the same time, so it's mm-hmm. Daddy and Mummy.
That's a great idea.
So you need to try and figure out what you're going to wear with it to make the outfit work.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think I've got a good idea in my head. I was actually going to wear that on the heli, but I'm sure I could change it for the pod.
I am literally in heli right now, listening to you talk about fucking helicopters.
Hey!
What?
I want to hear about Byron Bay. Did you find any bays?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, I was in Brunswick Heads.
Yep. Is that lower or higher than Byron?
I don't fucking know. Closer. Higher, closer to the Gold Coast.
Yep, gotcha.
But it's, see, can I sit here and be flat out honest with you, Dior, Tobbs and the bedwetters?
Please.
Not a big fan of Byron.
It's a bit too sceney for you now. 4 years ago, it wasn't as well known.
That's why I think Brunswick Heads is the Byron of old, where it's like, it's small, it's not super busy, but it's busy enough that there's a vibe. It's got a beautiful pub, river running through it, great restaurants. We stayed at the Motel Sales. It's fucking deadly as. Full renovated, pool bar. You know what I mean? Nice and simple.
You're a quiet boy.
Yeah.
Some people like that buzz about Byron.
It's just too busy. It is very busy. And it was also schoolies in Byron.
I've had my fair share of schoolies.
Dude, yeah, I know. I also had like these OnlyFans models calling me up and telling me that they wanted to bang me on camera.
Pardon?
You know, in the news at the moment, those 25-year-old OnlyFans models that went to schoolies and were like getting 18-year-old virgin blokes to like root them. It's all in the news. Have you missed this?
Yes. I don't really read the news.
Have you missed this?
If you weren't aware.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Steph was listening to it. She loves the podcast Mamma Mia.
The Mamma Mia.
Mia Friedman
and stuff, and Jesse and stuff. And they were talking about it like these OnlyFans models, like 25-year-olds, literal toolies, went to schoolies just to like bang to schoolies.
Actually, that rings a bell. I feel like I saw that on The Talk.
You probably did.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic of conversation.
Where were they at my schoolies?
Yeah.
Kids are lucky these days.
I know. We had nothing like that. Yeah. But... Yeah, it was just cool. Like, I went into Byron a couple of times, went to see Eddie and Ella. We went for dinner and stuff, and it was like there was just a lot of youngsters roaming the streets, singing songs, having a grand old time. But I was like, probably good. I'm not here during the day. Mm-hmm. And then shout out to Jacko and Falcon, the Inspired Boys. They hosted their shindig on Saturday and got us tickets for that, so appreciate that, boys. And we had a lot of fun with the boys. They DJ'd, had a ripper set, saw a lot of bedwetters at the pub that night.
A lot of our bedwetters are young. When I was at schoolies the other week, for work, not just by choice.
No. She was there by choice. She was one of those OnlyFans models I was just talking about.
We had so many young bedwetters, a lot of 17, 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Which is concerning because we're not really educating anyone, are we?
No. We are
dumbing people down.
We're dumbing down the masses. It was so basically we'd come from lunch. We had this lunch at this place called The Hut, which is like in the middle of the scrub. Fucking the hinterland up there in Byron and stuff is beautiful.
Yeah, but you belong in the bush.
Perfectly green though.
Yeah.
Rivers. Gorgeous. It was like something out of fucking The Lord of the Rings.
Avatar.
Yeah. Not bad. No, I'm happy with it. I'm not going to detract from what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah. So we go to The Hut, have a big lunch. We're pretty pissed. We get into Byron. There's a little, like six of us. And we go, we'll go to bloody, go to Em's house, Em and Campbell's joint, for a few grogs, you know, just to cool down, have a few grogs, then we'll walk to the pub. Anyway, we walk to the pub. She's hot in Byron. I'm wearing a grey t-shirt, not dissimilar to what I was wearing before, right?
Rookie move, my friend.
And, you know, you're walking in, it's looking very busy. I go, ooh, very busy in there. Big long line. We got to skip it because we're fancy.
Mm.
Big long, yeah, it's almost like I should own a fucking helicopter or something.
Hey, I heard next paycheck, that's what you're buying.
Fresh helicopter. Mm. Anyway, so we walk in and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of people here. So then, you know, you get a bit of that. Social anxiety, you know, anxiety. You're like,
yeah, you're a little anxious.
And you know when you start to sweat under your pits?
I'm doing it right now.
And when you start to think about it, the more you can't
perspire.
Stop perspiring because you can't stop thinking about it. And the more it's like, just chill out, stop fucking sweating. And then the more you think like that, the more you're going to sweat. So I'm already a little bit sweaty. I get in there. We had a lot of bedwetters in the crowd at the thing. So bedwetters coming up. Love it to meet all you fucking bedwetters, by the way. But I felt so bad because they were like, can we get a photo? And I had to be like, I'm so sorry. I'm really sweaty.
You should have just taken your top off.
Well, probably worse.
Swung it around.
Probably worse top off. But I felt bad because I'm like in the middle of photos and I'm like with my arms up and I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry, but I'm a little flustered at the moment. It's fucking 33 degrees. I'm wearing a grey t-shirt. I've just walked here. I'm sweating.
So your pits are just out in the photos.
Yeah, so sorry to the bedwetters. But I was just a little flustered,
just taking the photo, a little sweaty. Down.
But then it seemed impersonal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Free the pits.
Fritz.
Get the pitties out.
Get, and I'm not talking the dogs, pit bulls, but if you do have pit bulls.
Well, or pit bull, you know. Or we at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
But one of the great things was, I go, okay, I think now it's because the boys had like a cordoned off area.
VIP.
A VIP, right? VIP section. With its own bar, food coming out, own bathrooms.
Oh, so you're in the VIP.
Oh, we're VIPing.
Oh, you're big time VIPing.
Mate, I landed on the pub in a fucking chopper. You think I'm not going to VIP?
They call you the VIPmeister.
Yeah, they literally said, you are a very important person.
They did. On the microphone. I said, that sweaty grey boy. Yeah, you
literally, literally, not just grey by shirt, grey by hair and beard.
Yes.
Because I'm going. So get in there, fucking free grogs. Jacko, shout out to Jacko, wrapped a little purple wristband around me. So daddy was on the free grogs all night.
We love a free night.
To show solidarity with the boys though, deep throating better beer like there was no tomorrow.
Good.
Fucking a tremendous drop. And then so it was actually the best of both worlds because if you wanted to go out for a little boogie, a little jig, we'd leave that area, go out, say good day, have a little boogie, maybe drill a bloody lung buster or a vape, come back in, drink. It was just a great night. And then I was having a tremendous time. Gets to about 11:30. Now I'm pumping.
It's early.
I'm in like
things
my
haven't
element.
Even kicked off yet.
Maybe
night
11.
Night is young.
Louisa, maybe 11:15. And do you know what was fucked? I could see it in her eyes from about an hour and a half before. So I'd tried to implement tactics to pump her up. Feffy was getting a little I've seen this happen. Speak of the fucking devil. She's calling me right now. I've seen this happen time and time again. When her eyes start to droop, she goes, home time.
Mummy
and
tired.
I wasn't feeling home time.
No.
And it eventually got to the point she's sitting at a table, sitting there, and she's like, I think I'm going to go. And I go, but Dale, you know that I can't let you go home by yourself. It's not like we're staying 20 metres down the road. We're in a different town.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to let you walk outside in the middle of the fucking this ruckus, try and get an Uber by yourself, which were difficult to get, wait on the streets. I'm like, I'm coming with you. But I'm like, I just need to know. I need to let you know how fucking devastating this is for me right now. Not happy.
You didn't even try to get a little espresso martini?
Dude, I tried everything. And I even said...
Sometimes when you want to go home, you know what they say? You got it. The heart.
That's why sometimes it's just best.
Zip it?
Just best. Just best to maybe be like, maybe you don't come to this one.
That's very mean.
No, it's not.
She would have had a great time. You would have had a great time together. Yeah, you're an asshole.
She had a great 35 minutes and then I am dragged into... how she feels. You know what I mean? I'm not saying for all events, but sometimes with Feffy, maybe I'm just like, hey, doll.
She's not going to sit at home on a sad day night.
Yes, she would. Oh. In a fucking heartbeat, Louisa.
The problem with me is I'm always like, nah, like sober weekend, I'm not drinking. And then I'm like, don't rope me into it, guys. No one's roping me into anything. I am the enabler.
Yeah.
Like I literally go, oh, fuck it, we'll have another one. Yeah. Oh, fuck it, we'll go out.
Yeah.
Oh, like I'm always like, oh, just like no one text me, no one invite me anywhere. I'm inviting myself everywhere and I'm the one encouraging everyone to skull.
Correct, except you know how you get up me for smoke bombing?
I don't smoke bomb. I barely smoke bomb.
Louisa, I just think that this was one of the, so at least I smoke bomb when it's like early hours, can't be fucked, it's late enough, we've done our dash. Remember you, me, Tor, Ed, fucking someone else. We all went out.
Then
you were like, you guys convinced us essentially. We're like, yeah, we'll come to the paddo, we'll drink, let's do it. Fuck it. Rubber arms are twisted. Bedwetters. Gets to about 6:30 at night.
It was 7:45, champion.
About 6:30.
For the story.
Also, not a great defense.
It was an hour 15 later, bitch.
Yeah, good maths.
It was quick math.
I go, you know, I'm feeling lucky I'm going in for a quick slap of the pokes. I walk into the pokey room, quickest slap of all time. Like, I'm talking 6 minute slap. Walk back out, Ed's there, all on his lonesome. I go, where are the girls? He goes, I think they've, pretty sure they've left. I'm like, what? He's like, I think they've gone. I'm like, what? It's 6:30. I'm like, we came out with them for, like, because they were going out. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, what? And I text you and you're like, yeah, we're going home.
What, am I not allowed to have a few drinks with a group of great friends and then go home? Get some fries on my own?
Yeah, but you have screamed at me for smoke bombing.
But at least I
and
asked.
And that was one of the most disgraceful smoke bombs.
Champion, you called me and said, where are you? I said, we're going home. And you were like, oh, okay, what the fuck? If I tried to call you after your smoke bombs, there's not a chance you would answer my phone call.
Want to know why? Because my smoke bombs are when the sun is down, Louisa.
Liar. Your smoke bombs are sometimes fucking 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Loser.
Correct. Have we been drinking since lunch?
The one time I smoke bomb and you're using it to try and make yourself feel better.
A 6:30 smoke bomb is worth 10 post-11 smoke bombs. You know that.
I don't. I've never seen that rule book ever. Where was that written? On the tombs?
Yeah, you haven't seen many books. For someone who can't read.
I read every night, thank you very much.
What, the back of your eyelids?
Nah, proper books with words chapters.
Yeah, the book is called The Back of Your Eyelids.
It's You're good. Very cruel.
You're very fun.
Thank you.
No, you're actually good. I just thought I'd raise that because I know you've torn strips off me recently. Yeah, smoke bombing. That was fucking disgusting.
Oh, you're disgusting. Your whole entire life is.
Oh, one helicopter ride and she's suddenly better than the fucking lot of us. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I've got one story before I want to jump into that quiz that we've been meaning to do for like 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That the bedwetter said we should do the English quiz.
Yeah.
So last week, this guy that I dated randomly sent me a photo of him and like an actual ex-boyfriend of mine out on the piss. And he said like, ha 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 ha. So he's taking a selfie with one of my ex-boyfriends from like a few years ago.
Who?
Well, were you going to beep the names?
Yeah.
Sent me a photo.
Gotcha. Yep.
With the boy from Cronulla, who I dated like.
Cronulla.
Whatever.
Yep.
For like, you know, like proper actual boyfriend. And I was like, I just need to know how this has come up in combo. They don't know each other. He's gone out of his way to be like, mate, let's get a photo for Lou.
Maybe they were just talking about ugly chicks they dated or something. I'm just wrecking you for shits and gigs now.
And I saw it and I was like, I'm sure at the time they would have been like, oh, this is crack up. And then I was like, it's not, guys. I find most things funny. I sort of looked at him and was like, huh, maybe at the time you could be like, oh, let's send a photo to Lou. But anyway. Whatever. I was like, haha, like funny.
Yeah, not sure about it.
Have a good night, guys. I see him the next morning. And he's obviously would have been a bit hungover. Like he'd sent me it on like a Friday night.
It's probably a little bit of PPA, a bit of post-piss anxiety the photo.
He's with a girl. He's on a coffee date.
Yeah.
I didn't even think. Like I just like was so, like hadn't gone out, like so confident. Saturday morning on a hot girl lap with Soph and bumped into a couple of other girls. And I see him and he goes, hey, Lou. And I go, hey. In front of this poor girl he's on a date with, I just wasn't even thinking. I go, hey, thanks for the photo last night. And then he was like, oh, it was a joke. And I was like, yeah, random. And then I just like strutted off like on my hot girl lap with a coffee. And then
she's like, did this guy send a cock?
And then I was like, oh my God, Louisa, this poor girl's going to be like, what the fuck photos are you sending this girl last night?
Correct. And if it's first date, she's probably not going to ask him. So she's there just assuming. And then this guy's shooting cock shots was like no tomorrow.
Soph was like, that was so confident. And then I was like, holy shit. I was like, almost like, do I turn back and be like, hey, by the way, like, he just sent a photo with him and my ex-boy. And then I was like, no, the whole thing's weird. He can leave. It's up to him to what he's going to tell her.
That's true. Also, just, that would have been hilarious. Like, it's like, as you said before, the juxtaposition of pure confidence, and then you completely panicking, wigging out, running back.
Hey guys.
Sorry, it's just, no, not the photo. He said, he basically, what he did was, he sent a photo of just exes, because we used to date, and then another guy dated as well.
And they were together, drinking beers. And
yeah, it would have been great. You should, yeah.
We'll put that photo on the We Mean Well socials.
Can you send it to Dior now? Yes. And we'll chuck it up on the...
We'll make it a grid post on Instagram.
Oh, we'll tag them.
We'll tag them.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah.
My fucking phone has not stopped. Like,
oh my God, you are so popular.
No, dude, it's not even that.
Is it the helicopter captain?
It's probably debt collectors, to be honest.
Oh, speaking of...
What?
I haven't got Alfonso and Etol. I've had them for about 2 months. I've travelled a fair bit.
Yeah, they can fuck you, mate. I've done that.
Well, I keep getting linked texts and emails, but I'm too scared now because I got scammed twice.
Go on to your actual linked account. Like, I reckon I could rectify this for you in 5 minutes.
The website's clunky. Linked, if you're listening, it's a clunky web.
It is a kleb linked. Like, let's get a little bit better.
It's from the 1999s.
Yeah, so you don't say the 1990s.
Sorry, it's from the night.
You'd say it's from the 2000s. Cunt.
Who's
Can everyone
you now?
Just fuck?
Put your phone on Do Not
fucking,
Disturb.
Yeah, fucking fuck people.
I know
are
we're
fucking
not
so
professional,
fucking needy.
But for God's sakes, well,
it's on Do Not Disturb now. But fuck me swinging.
Well, now I'm checking mine.
Jesus Christ! I've had 30 cunts try and call me this morning. I'm like fucking hell. Okay, sorry. It just makes me angry sometimes. Now let's do a quiz.
Yeah, give it to us.
All right, so we're going to start off with maths.
Maths quiz.
All right, maths quiz. First question. You can see a little diagram in front of you here of a triangle.
Fuck.
Oh, it's gone from the TV.
Oh, okay. Well, the question here is which letter is at the vertex of the obtuse angle in the above triangle? I'm just waiting to get it up on the screen again.
Let's get that triangle up again.
Here we go. Which letter is at the vertex of the obtuse angle in this triangle? So we've got A, B, or C.
Fuck, I've just got to go.
I'm going...
Which letter is at the vertex?
I'm going C.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go A.
Oh, Jarch is correct.
Fuck.
Do you know what an obtuse angle is?
Nope.
Obtuse, I cannot remember. But isn't it like where all three sides are different?
Nah, so an obtuse angle is an angle which is greater than 90 degrees. Okay. So it's like a wider angle. Oh, there's acute angles, which are smaller than a right angle.
Yeah.
And there's obtuse, which is larger. So
how do we not know that?
And do you know what a vertex is?
Well, I thought maybe the point, the vertical point.
Yeah, a vertex is essentially a corner.
Okay.
Or right, if you change the E to the O, the vortex, that thing that you throw.
Yes.
Anyway.
I guess so.
Moving along.
Yeah.
And not like a vortex through space and time.
All that.
Yeah.
All that.
Love that you went immediately to the thing you throw.
All that.
They were fucking good though. All right, so one to me.
All right, one to Josh. This next one, the same digit is missing in all three lines of this edition. So we've got 9 something 7 plus something 56 equals 1 something 03.
And it's the same digit.
It's the same digit.
Oh, get fucked.
Oh, shit, bro. What level of maths is this?
I googled year 6 maths. I think these all come from the Queensland Australian curriculum.
Okay.
What?
All right.
This is so hard. I'm just going to throw it out there and go... 3.
Okay. Judge?
I haven't even looked properly. That hurts my brain.
Mate.
Come on, champion. This is a radio show. A podcast.
Yeah, but you just gotta try it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you think this is good listening for the bedwetters? Short, quick game's a fast game.
I'm just gonna go 9.
You're both wrong. It's 4.
Oh, I was closer. My point. Ding, right. Ding.
Give that to Lulu.
Big dog, 8-year-old LDD. 947
plus 456 equals 1403.
Wow. Good okay.
Stuff. It hurts my brain.
Good stuff. Now, I think this is probably the easiest maths question.
Shingle me
probably
timbers.
Not for us. Shingle but jungles.
Let's go the bottom one first.
Okay.
Sue buys 4 cakes for $12. What will she pay for 7 cakes if they're all the same price?
Oh, get fucked.
So what? Sue buys 4 cakes for
$12. So there's A, $21, B, $19, C, $23, D, $28. Sue buys 4 cakes for $12. What will she pay for 7 cakes if they are each the same price?
Oh, sorry. Right. She'd pay $21.
Lou?
I'm going to go D, 28.
Nah, Jarch is right.
How'd you get 21?
Because 4 times 3 is 12. 3 times 7 is 21.
Wrong.
Okay.
Oh, this top one's about me, Laura.
Oh, yeah. Laura.
Every morning, Laura rides the same distance around her home as part of a fitness program. That sounds like you, Laura.
Mm-hmm. That's you, Laura.
Yeah. After a period of time, the total distance ridden is 54 kilometres. What distance does she ride each morning?
The same distance around her home as part of a fitness program.
Yeah.
Louisa,
yep.
8.
Judge.
Total distance ridden is 54. But how?
Take a guess, champion.
Well, it's got, yeah, I fucking.
We're not on the prices right.
I'll just go 6 to be different.
Yeah, 6 is right.
Oh, fuck.
Because 54 divided by 6 is 9.
Ah.
There you go.
I was close.
But hold on. Every morning Laura rides a well, why, what, how do you know about 9 anyway?
Well, it's just kind of assuming she's riding a.
Oh, what it can be divided by.
This is a tough
lesson.
That's
what I, well, that's sort of what I did.
This is a tough lesson.
Hey, this is, people are learning.
People are learning.
You are the people. Yeah.
You are the ones learning.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, give us the Ingi.
All right, let's go with the Ingi.
So I am the king of maths, we've decided.
Which is absolutely shocking.
Which is shocking because I'm not the king of maths.
Well, hopefully I'll be the queen of English.
The queen of English.
Yeah.
So we can be a monarch of each platform.
Yes, that would be Dotheth correct.
All right.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Which of the following is an example of a complex sentence?
What the fuck, Dior?
So, first one we've got, if you wish to succeed at what you do, you must have a positive attitude.
Mm.
Second one is, I wish to succeed at what I do, and I have a positive attitude. Third one, if you wish to succeed at what you do, that's it. And the last one, in life, you must have a positive attitude.
Louisa.
Yeah?
First one.
I'm going the last one.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Nah, Louise is right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Queen of English come doth it through.
So what's a complex sentence?
Exactly that, Jack.
But what is it?
It's like when you need to be complex.
What is a complex sentence, Dior?
I don't know. It's just a sentence that's complex.
It's how do we know?
Oh, is that it?
I don't know.
Like, this is
I just know what the answer is.
In all seriousness, this is quite fucked up that this is for, like, 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but they'd be learning about this shit as well, remember? Like, yeah, we used to be able to do long division. Could you do that now?
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
I could never do long division.
All right, English Queen.
All right.
It's a dildo on the TV. I didn't say that.
What?
The dildo's on the TV.
Oh, yeah, Jarch just put a purple dildo on the TV.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
You'll love this one. What is the prepositional phrase indicating where in the following sentence? So the sentence is, at 7 a.m., my alarm clock sprung to life and echoed very loudly around my bedroom. So what is the prepositional phrase indicating where?
Indicating where?
At 7 a.m., my alarm clock sprung to life and echoed very loudly around my bedroom.
Well, around my bedroom.
Louisa, very loudly.
It's indicating where.
So yeah, my bedroom.
Yeah, Josh is right.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, 1H. Okay.
Very loudly.
Oh, you might be the king of math and English.
I'm the king and queen.
Last one. This is for the win.
Shit.
What is a noun group in the following sentence? The noun group. All right. I watched curiously as 3 small blackbirds splashed playfully in the bird bath. What is the noun group?
Splashed playfully.
Lou?
Well, that's what I want to say as well, but no. I'll go bird bath.
Well, you're both wrong.
Watched curiously.
The other one, three small blackbirds.
Nah, Lou got it.
Yeah!
Three small
the queen of English what by default.
What's a noun?
Don't ask me.
A noun is a person, a place, or a thing.
Is a verb a doing word?
Yeah,
verb is
a doing word.
Fuck, I've got me noun and me verb mixed up again.
Jake.
Happens every day.
Jasper.
Oh, 3 small blackbirds. There you go. Yeah. Great song by the Beatles, Blackbird. Really good stuff.
That was,
I'm impressed,
sorry,
guys.
Bedwetters.
I'm surprised you got even one right.
Tough
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Bedwetters, you've just watched two people in their 30s attempt primary school math and English. And
very wrong.
Pretty unsuccessful.
There. Next week, I'm coming in with an essay question and a creative writing prompt. Oh, so bring your pens.
That would soothe my soul.
I'm doing mine on helicopters.
Oh, well, I was going to do the same.
I don't doubt it. Okie doke. Listen here, you hot bedwetters. You sweet, sweet hot bedwetters of bedwetting fame. You think I've prepped? Nope. Not a chance.
Not after your bender of a weekend.
This feels right. This feels right.
Yeah, g'day, legends. Hope and Dior. Can you just tell those two, Skewer and Donut? They annoy the shit out of me. Love what you're doing, but don't know.
Love anyway, that speaker.
Hope everyone can have a good Chrissy. A big fat man sneaks in your room while you're sleeping and unlays his sack on you. Have a good one.
I think
he's sack of presents.
He called us from a scuba diving mask.
It sounds like he was in his workshop or in his shed. He chucked the phone on loudspeaker, left it 3 meters away, and was just walking around, fucking figuring out what he was doing as
drilling
he spoke.
Things. Yep.
I respect it.
I don't.
I know you don't, buddy.
45 seconds off speakerphone, phone to your ear.
Fear. Now let's have a little.
AirPods.
Let's see what. Do you know what? You know what? I had some bedwetters. What day is it today? Tuesday 5th, Monday 4th. This is the sort of mess I got to do. Sunday 3rd, Saturday 2nd. Let's go to the 2nd because I reckon a few bedwetters may have called up.
Because they saw you.
Jack Edward Arsdale, we just met you at Stay For It. Woo! We love you. Wish Lou was here. We love your podcast. Bye.
That's I noticed.
That's good from you. Quick fingers, aren't you?
That was actually, do you know the funny thing about, I saw it in your schoolies content as well, where you were like, I'm enough.
Yeah.
Like, I'm enough. Because I'm not even joking, every single time, they're like, where's Lou?
Fuck off.
And I always say, she's a fucking coward. She didn't want to come.
I literally text you on Friday saying, should I come?
You said,
don't you fucking dare get on that plane, Lou. I hate you. So much.
I literally was like, you're a fucking bitch.
If you get on that plane, there'll be hell to pay. Why I order.
Okay. Let's see what else we got. Okie dokie.
If you click play.
Yeah, all right.
What's up, big boy and the channelist wonder? You motherfuckers. I messaged both of you. Me and my misso's best friend got Senorita tattoos.
Oh.
And I messaged both of you. You both replied.
What?
But we did not get a fucking mention on the potty.
Shit.
When you said we would.
I've been called out.
I even sent Jarch fucking screenshots of the time codes of when we did. I did that cunt's prep. And he didn't even fucking follow through with it. Talking about. Whoa, suck my left testicle. This is hemorrhoid takedown, by the way.
Hold on. I must have been drunk responding.
I think he DM'd me as well.
Did it?
We are useless.
Mate.
You've got to know that about us.
Well, just know. Fuck,
Oi.
Well, how do we find
out? Wait, let's prank phone call him and be from the tattoo parlor. Say you used a dodgy needle.
Oh.
Is that a bit it? Sorry, I take that back. My brain's fried today.
I think he deserves a phone call, though.
Because
we need to post that story.
Prank him.
Say
you're from the local newspaper and you want to do a story on the two Senorita tattoos. You do it, not me, because Tio's looking at me like I'm an idiot.
Why would a paper want to do a story
Why
on that?
Not,
Such
Dior?
A great point. Such a great
Why
point.
Why not? Could you two be a bit more positive today, thank you?
He'll guess right away that it's you guys if you talk about it.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't know. Use your brain. You didn't do any prep. You take over from here. You've bumped into the back of his car.
No, because they can be like, what's this?
Look, I have done a lot of ideas here and you're just shutting me down.
Let me just fucking go with what my heart tells me.
I love it when you do this.
Hello.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, sir.
Very well, thank you. My name's Paul. Paul, I'm basically calling from the Inquirer. We basically are just calling around for to do surveys on people's listening habits, what they enjoy in their spare time, what they like to do. Would you have 2 minutes for a quick survey?
No, sorry, mate. I'm pretty under the pump here at work.
And what do you do for work?
Oi, I thought he would have known straight away that was you.
Okay.
When you did what I do, you put on a voice, but it was literally your voice.
Well, I didn't expect him to pick up. I honestly thought he was going.
He's not going to answer you. Amazing. You missed your chance, Senorita.
I should have said, have you got any tattoos?
You're like, I'm calling from the Inquirer.
What the fuck's that?
He's not going to answer. He's going to go, fuck off.
You have reached the message bank.
Let's leave a voice message.
Zero.
Oh!
Wait, not answering our second phone call. We got you with a prank, bitch.
Honestly, one of the worst pranks of all time, just quietly, because nothing eventuated.
It sounded like Jarch's voice. Well, how'd you not realise?
Oh, no, I'm being Paul from the Inquirer.
The Inquirer. We're inquiring from the Inquirer.
I just wanted to... Mate, we wanted to know your listening habits, whether you listen to any podcasts, whether you'd get tattoos of said podcast.
Clearly not ours.
So I must have been fucking blind when you were DMing us, but I'm really sorry about that.
No, you weren't. You just got terrible ADHD, so you would have remembered it and then forgot.
So, fuck, I actually would have loved to talk to you, mate, so I could figure out how to find your DM again.
I'll find it.
Lulu will find it, and we'll post
it
on our
stories. Thanks for mate, and we love the tattoo. Well, we called you.
Yeah.
Love you. Mwah. Ciao, ciao.
Hooray, bruh. Righto.
Thanks, guys. Well, that's very
rude. I was talking to you.
Oh, that's fine then. We love you. And guys, don't forget, voting comes out next week for the hottest 100. We want you to vote for Doing Time and Nerdy Bra. If you're only going to vote for one, make it Nerdy Bra, but come on, do two. We want to be in the hottest 100. Imagine sitting next year, hot day, sipping on some beersies and techie sods, and then bam, we pop up.
Yeah, we don't. So I think it's next Tuesday. Tuesday the...
Yep, let's do
it. Tuesday
right.
The fucking...
12th. Tuesday the 12th.
12th of December, voting will open. So I'm not sure how the voting works. I believe you vote for multiple...
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, you get like 10 things to vote for.
10
so
votes.
Doing Time, Nerdy Bra, get us on the hottest 100.
Correct, Amundi. Let's
do
it.
Love you guys. Mwah. Have a sweet, sweet week.
Catch us. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.